so real.
But they don't wave back, they don't dig anything. losers, but the rest of them are winners. Rick, John, Sally, a connection they call. Holy low and money, their intentions at all. We smoke and talk in my room and we dig everything.
David Bowie, I Dig Everything. The Synthesonic Sounds with House of the Rising Sun. Joe Meek with I Hear a New World. 101 Strings with Flame Out. Eugene Thomas, Under Groovin'. And that set opened with the Beatles, Flying. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've been filling in for Fabio. He'll be back next week, next year, actually. My name is Jim Sharp. Maybe I'll see you again sometime. Have a happy new year. And stay tuned for the Dusty Show right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org.
Check one, two, check one, two. Hey, everybody, Clay Pigeon, WFMU in Jersey City. New Jersey, it's almost New Year's Eve. In fact, by the time you hear this, of course, it will be New Year's Eve. But this is the Wednesday before, and I'm here on 34th Street in Manhattan. Just a swell of humanity here. Lots of folks out and about. It's holiday time in New York City, a wonderful time. I'm in front of Macy's here, the bright white lights of a magnificent, towering Christmas tree that must be five stories high, decorating, festooning the front of historic Macy's. WFMU in New Jersey, sir, how about a New Year's greeting for America?
Sorry, I don't speak very well.
You don't speak English. We're off to a rocky start here. Let's see what we can get going. WFMU in New Jersey, a New Year's greeting for America.
What?
A New Year's greeting for America.
Happy New Year, make it the best one yet.
Are you excited?
Sure, another year.
Was 2009 a rough one?
2009 was an interesting one.
Yeah, are you optimistic for the year ahead?
Yes, actually.
Be on your way, young lady, and the best to you.
Thank
Clay
you
Pigeon,
so much.
WFMU.
Thank you.
Here's a man taking pictures of his relatives. They're all smiling. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Everybody's smiling. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
A Happy New Year's message for America.
Make 2010 better than 2009.
Are you optimistic?
Yes, absolutely.
Have a good night. Everybody's busy and on their way. Hey, guys, are you optimistic about 2010? Clay Pigeon, WFMU.
No, I'm neutral.
You're neutral?
I'm wondering, is this the old decade or the new decade?
I think it was the aughts.
The aughts. That's good. I'll go
and
with that.
And now what is it? The teens, eventually.
The teens, but how can the 10 be the teens?
Yeah, it's not quite there.
Yeah.
We're in a weird nether zone. You can feel it.
I know.
Are we going to make it?
Yeah. We'll make it.
That's why it's best to be neutral.
You're playing it safe.
It's undefined.
You guys, where are you from originally?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Delaware.
Virginia and Delaware, colonial states.
Yes.
Are you proud of it?
Absolutely.
What's your New Year's wish for America and all across the world on WFMU?
I'd like to come back to New York some more.
You like it here?
Yes.
It's exciting.
It is.
Great place. We're glad to have you.
Especially this time of year.
It's pretty, isn't it?
It is.
It's just an energy in the air. What's your message?
More holidays. I like
it. We need them, don't we?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great time in Manhattan.
All right. Thank you.
Nice guys here in Manhattan visiting from Virginia and Delaware. Here comes another fellow. What's your Happy New Year's wish to America? He goes by. Your New Year's wish for America, man?
Peace.
Are you excited about 2010?
Absolutely.
Good. How do you guys feel about the year ahead? Clay Pigeon, WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey. How about a New Year's wish for America and around the world?
I want everybody to be successful in 2010.
You feel good?
I feel wonderful.
I love your hat.
I know we're going to have a great year.
That's a beautiful hat.
Thank
you.
Is
it faux fur or the real thing?
It's the real McCoy.
And no gild at all.
And no gild at all.
Well, I mean, it looks good on you.
It looks good. Yeah. Oh, thank you, baby.
What's your wish for everybody?
World peace.
What is that thing you're eating? It looks good.
It's a gyro.
A gyro?
Mm-hmm.
Some say gyro. You go for gyro. You say gyro. I say gyro.
I say tomato.
Tomato. How about you, young man?
Hey, how you doing? I want to wish... Oh.
Go ahead.
I want to wish everybody a happy New Year's and great success.
Are you optimistic?
Nah.
You're
no.
not?
Mm-mm.
Obama can't turn it around?
Yeah, he can.
I think he can.
Yeah, he can. Yeah.
All right, you guys, I'm going to let you eat. God bless you all. Happy New Year. Let me hear you say it.
Happy New Year!
How about you, buddy? You ready for the New Year?
Absolutely. Happy New Year.
Yeah, what's your message to everybody?
Peace to all.
Where are you from?
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Corpus Christi, Texas. Who's
nice
famous?
Nice and warm down there.
Who's famous from Corpus Christi?
Selena, the Latin American singer.
Selena was from Corpus Christi.
Yes, sir.
The Tex-Mex artist.
Yes.
Who passed away sadly.
Yes.
Is she iconic in the Latino community, Selena?
Yeah, very much.
What's one of her most famous songs? Do you know?
Como la flor.
Say something in Spanish to our Latino and Latina listeners around the world.
Sure. Feliz Año Nuevo y Prosperidad.
Prospero Año. What is Año? Year?
Year.
Let's have a good year.
Yes. It's a Happy New Year and with much prosperity.
All right, man. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Anytime.
We are here in front of Macy's. Happy New Year. Let me hear you say it.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, man. Are you guys excited about the year ahead? Clay Pigeon from WFMU in Jersey City. What's your message for everybody across America?
Have a Happy New Year.
And you?
Live without regrets.
What was that one?
Live without regrets.
Live without regrets. Where'd you learn that?
Myself.
And you just made it up?
Yeah.
That's your philosophy?
Yeah.
Say it, you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
There they are in front of Macy's. All ages, all sizes, big and small, short and tall, fat and slim. Here's a couple of people. Folks, Happy New Year. Say it to America.
Happy New Year.
WFMU in Jersey City, what's your message of peace and love to the world?
Peace and love to everybody this year and every year.
Are you optimistic about 2010?
I am.
Thanks for your time. People are nice today. Happy New Year. He just nodded. Happy New Year, folks, to America. Say it.
Happy New Year.
All right, man. Clay Pigeon, sir, WFMU, what's your New Year's message to the world?
I don't speak English.
No English. Where are you from?
No, I'm from Italy.
From Italy. Ah, viva Italia.
Yeah,
Positano, Amalfi.
No,
beautiful.
Verona.
Capri. Are you from Verona? What's that? Say something in Italian for the New Year for everyone.
From?
A message to Italy for the New Year in Italian.
Buon anno, felice anno nuovo.
Have a good time. From all over the world, that man from Italy. What's your New Year's message to the world, ladies? Clay Pigeon, WFMU in Jersey City.
Oh, gee. Live, love, and laugh.
You believe it's going to be a better year?
Let's hope so.
Hanging out in front of Macy's in Manhattan, New York City. Just talking to folks a little bit about New Year's Eve. Sir, your New Year's Eve message for the world on WFMU in Jersey City.
I don't speak Spanish.
No, where are you from?
Quebec City.
From Quebec City.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, welcome to America.
Thank you, Mama.
We envy your health care up there. Wish we had your health care. How you doing, folks? Want to say a New Year's message to America on WFMU in Jersey City? Where are you from?
Quebec City, Canada.
So, you're with him?
Yes.
Yeah, in Francais. Parlez-vous Francais?
Oui.
Oui?
Oui.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay,
Language barrier there with a Frenchman, a Canadian from Quebec. A language barrier that just came down to oui-oui in the end. Everybody understands oui-oui. Folks, a New Year's Eve message for America on WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Are you excited?
Very much so.
Optimistic. Is it going to be a better year?
Hopefully.
What's your message to everybody around the world? Shyness overtook her. She just shook her head, turned a certain color of crimson, buried her chin in her chest, and advanced forward in total rejection of the pigeon.
It's not really going all that well. Check 1, 2. Clay Pigeon, sir, WFMU in New Jersey. What's your New Year's message to America?
That's okay.
Just virtually running away from me there.
Another year has ended. Another dream has died. The things we neglect rot in the sun. Burned. December 31st. He is taken to prison. He is beaten and made to confess his transgressions. And they are many. A solitary bird falls dead on the grass outside his prison window. The warden approaches. Yes, the warden approaches, in his big green pants. He calls out, "Bird. Poor little bird." But the bird does not rise or fly. The warden puts the bird into a box. The year has ended. Mellow explosions. Mellow explosions of the crotch. The Nigerian crotch. The burning Nigerian crotch. You judge me, okay. Your opinion is like the delightfully relaxed cloaca of a dead bird. Out come the spent nutrients, plop, 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 with nary a chirp. Droppings fester unattended. They fester. They fester. Flies examine and regurgitate. Upchucking, acidic digestive juices. Upchucking, girl, girl, blah, girt, girt. And the raw stench. Like the unforgiving breath of a priest on whiskey. It assaults and offends. It repels and advances. The horrible whiskey smell radiation of the plastered priest. Standing there by the river, dressed in black. Like a 1966 Corvair Monza. Rolling his eyes, the plastered priest, smoking cigarette after cigarette. Rubbing a lucky nickel between his pie-poking thumb and his pinky finger. Touch his pink pointer. His thumb pokes pie. Feel the turgid awfulness of his little pink pinky. See his swollen bird. His dead bird. Eyeless. Flightless. God will forgive the master of dirges. He will forgive a lucky nickel. Dropped into the water. The awful brown water. Code name. Stinkleton Max. Stinkleton Max. It festers. Say it. Say Stinkleton Max, or Rodney will strike you in the puss. It festers like a turgid pinky, floating counterclockwise in a round aluminum can. God bless all the tiny donkeys of Bolivia. See the angry half-horse destroy the turgid pinky. See him stomp it beneath his hateful hoof. Crap in a cornfield. Donkey crap in a cornfield. See him crush his steaming dung into the soil. his big deposit of dung, ingested methodically by flies. Hear his wicked bray. Hee ha hee ha hee ha. Wicked, hee ha. The religious ceremonial donkey. Wicked. Yet, he is redeemed through his meat. His tough meat. Smelly and tremendous. Feel the hateful pink donkey meat. Like the flaming sausage of Germany. The massive flaming sausage of defeat. Germany wears ugly pants. It combs its greasy hair. It adjusts its sticky. In memory, bombs still fall on Dresden, Hamburg, Wien, and Gdansk. Sleep Helga makes love in the hayloft to the American GI. They shall name the baby Carl. Oblivious to the bombs, they love ardently. Imagining Carl and how he will wear German-style diapers. The Luftwaffe destroys everything. Raining death from above. Frau Gutmiller. Say her name, or you will be punched in the puss. Frau Gutmiller. Her large fanny must not be described. It is inappropriate. Uncle Dick's family-oriented Bible. Makes frequent mention of Frau Gutmiller. This fact pleases her. And she brushes her flowing hair at Uncle Dick's door. They share red wine. Death's wine. They kiss and pretend they did not kiss. Uncle Dick issues a loud command. Jedediah, pump a hot cork into your cloaca for scientific reasons. Fall over sideways. Fall hard in the interest of research. Onto the sidewalk, fall hard. Your femur snaps. As a twig snaps. Unheard. In the black forest, teeming with Conan Doyle fairies. In the historic German woods of then times. Bavarian cuckoo clock, pecker wood. Heart, you fall. Some people express frustration and misdirected hate. They shave their venomous heads. Tattoo-covered heads. Filled with ignorant, dangerous thoughts. Pinkies and swastikas. Garbage. Smoldering and stupid. My fascist need of control suggests. Perhaps one among you is a filthy Nazi pig. Happy New Year. 10. All rainbows fracture. Like broken arms. All rainbows fracture. Like broken promises. Only 7 colors. 9. Hear the darling echo. Kiss its thin, malnourished face. Walrus. Turds. Kick them like soccer balls. Hello, Walrus Turd. I am your cousin. I dislike the word turd. It is beneath me. I shall never say it again. I apologize to you for my tastelessness. My wife also dislikes this type of scatological description. It makes a man unsexy, say a turd. Monsignor Pinkies rolled in cigarette papers. German cylinders warped and rolling sideways. The Chancellor is displeased. He has a new and depressing sense of negative purpose. There is a banner in the ditch. The Fuhrer's mustache. Buried in ash. Eva. Buried in ash. Jawbones. Buried in ash. Ashtrays and nationalistic emblems. Stolen signs recovered. Medallions. Nazi assholes. Milling about the Reichstag, looking guilty. Melted people. Lie the turgid pinky. Have surgery. Tendons. Nails. Flesh. Blood. Earwax. Candles. Tears. Pus. Gristle. Bile. Tinkle. Solids. Lime green. 10, 9, 8, 7. The illegal excision of a human kidney. Held in the hand of the surgeon who has been drinking hard. Go away. Don't foul my air, communist, Marxist, fascist, Shriner, clown. Take your rusty scalpel and install perma smiles on the faces of formerly brave people. Do something useful, cryptic, frightening, my hero the surgeon. Employed by the American meat machine. You are foul. You smell of demolay brochures. You smell like a French hiding place. Filthy communist. You are a filthy communist. Weighed down by your literature and lies. That is what you are. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. No one loves you. No one loves. Happy New Year. You are a filthy communist. I have no love for you. 4, 3. I am the brown redundant hammer of ill will. I am the last American partridge. Unable to fly. Too fat. Oh Jesus, I am too fat. Christmas has fattened me for slaughter. 3, 2. A fat partridge lay on its wounded side. breathing through a bullet hole in his heaving chest. Dark burgundy, wine, syrup, in the partridge dirt. In the partridge dirt. And the newscasters gather around. They gather. They yell and scream into their microphones of perpetual fear. They comb their perfect hair and adjust their expressions. 1.5. Sense the coming explosion. Run. Feel fear. American fear. We are professionally afraid. So good at being afraid. Scared Americans. Made fearful by the television. By money generating terror. God love this broken world. God love its crying, frightened people. Starving. Missing mama. 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 Unforgiving partridge. Burgundy draining, out, and out, and on, to the dirt. Pecking out its own eyes. Blind. Truth is dead. 1.25. In the glad dust of December. The cocaine heart seizure of December. The balls of Christmas. Lost forever. Like the war. Lost forever. Repeat the slogans and the jingoistic catchphrases. Carl, Rove's third divorce. The reflection of hot league lights off of his fat, hairless head. Carl Rove's hateful head. The giant, useless balls of an impotent January. Frozen, hard, cryogenic smiles of the Republican newswomen. Creepy. Yes. Life is creepy. Janitor's bang wet mops against the safety rail. We need money. Give it to us. Soccer hockey babies. Drool onto their napkins. Give things to us for free. We do not wish to pay any more. They will burn down all the banks. Laughing. Loving each other's excited faces. From bank to bank. Burning. The smell of torched money. Like perfume in their flared nostrils. Burn. 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 The glorious smell of charred acrylic chairs and promotional pens. Logos, shooting sparks of middle-class victory. Revolution. Revolution, my friend. Hidden dissident diaries. Of the oppressed. Methodist love. January means love. Happy New Year. Papa Balloon. Papa Symbolic Balloon. Your fingers smell like red rubber and saliva. Horse liver. A pile of discarded horse livers. Mauve-colored horse livers. Dehydrating in the Siler City sun. until they are weightless. Horse glue seals the cardboard edges of the box that holds your new mate coat and your shattered dog biscuits. Woof 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 woof. Blow one. Blow a dog balloon. Up 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 up. Blow a dog balloon. Up. You are a blower. You are a full-grown blower. Blow it. Blow up your Nazi balloon. Feel the pounding fists of the proletariat. Follow. Sarah Palin. Follow. Sarah Palin. Shoot wolves from airplanes at every opportunity. Bang. View your own sacking tea bag. Your balloon is black and red and white. This is the new way, America. 2010, revenge. Revenge. 2012, the old guard returns to power. Baby boomers, lucky to be near the finish line. 10, 9, 8, 7, 7, 7, 6. You always blow it. You have blown it. Again. Again. And again. You blow it. The opportunity to right the ship. Joe Lieberman's deflated face. Ben Nelson's toupee. Newt Gingrich's reptilian teeth. Rush Limbaugh's waste byproducts. Lying in a pile at your door. The party of no. 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 God and country. Country first. People second. Glenn Beck's tears. Falling in caustic puddles at your feet. Dissolving progressive dreams. Laughing at the poor. Ha 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 ha. Too bad you are poor and will never have a chance to succeed. We are already rich. We want to stay rich. We want to keep you down. Keep you down. Drain your bank account. Take it all for ourselves. With our giant, expensive houses. And our trophy wives, and our boats, and our Aunt Stacy. With our $5,000 a night prostitutes. At the taxpayer's expense. Ha 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 ha, my life is good. I am rich. Your life sucks. Ha 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 ha, oh, your life sucks. Am I correct? Fetch me an alcoholic beverage. Average American. You mean nothing to me. We will have it all. And you will eat ashes. American dog. It is over for you. Your dream is dead. We have stolen it and we are laughing at you. All the way to the bank. All the way to the bank. all the way to the bank. And you will eat ashes. American dogs. Woof, 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 woof. You are red, white, and they glow orange. Translucent fingernails of unending pain, pain, pain. Raked across your sensitive chalkboard ears. Forever. You are Charlie. Today's Charlie. 8 ounces of pea-colored Charlie. Drugstore stench, Austria's awful armpits. My eyes are burning. Austria's armpits make my eyes burn. Burn. You smell like generic Canadian medicine. Methiolate. Charlie. I am today's Charlie. You are yesterday's Hershey bar. Melted and discarded. Licked by a miniature dachshund. Puffa puffa rice, puffa puffa rice, puffa puffa rice, puffa puffa rice. Hawaii hides the canyon. Blue dog opportunist swing, hard right. Black licorice staining, parrot tongues. Dry and horrible. 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 German parrots roosting in the night trees. Their incessant cawing, caw-caw, caw-caw, caw, grows too, amber, oxydol. You smell like a hardened cake of spent oxydol. Mama, they took away my Skippy with bacon bits. They took away everything. My Skippy. They took away everything. Phosphorescent. We are naked, flesh-colored mosquitoes. Biting impoverished Indians in the acid rain. Naked and bitten, burgundy sucked up in thin, itch-inducing siphons. Apache mosquitoes. Suck. Suck. Suck turquoise. Hard. Remove the pewter from Mrs. America's jewelry. Let it foul your duodenum and give cause for endoscopic worry. Suck the beautiful Indian's powerful arm muscle. Spread. Spread. Itch. Spread. Itch. Itch. Spread. Itch. Pinky. 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 Sarah, you're the poet in my heart. Shoot. Any wolf that moves. Look at me, look into my gorgeous, telegenic eyes. I am the future. I am beautiful. You wish to have me. What more could you want? I am beautiful. Vote for me. I am a strapping young man. I am a beautiful young woman. Vote for us. We will lie to you. And you will love us. We will lie to you and betray you. And you will curse us. and you will replace us. But, always, it stays the same. The corruption. The itch. Look at us, you filthy communist. Itch. Smash it. Spread. Look at us. Naked and disgustingly obese in the Wisconsin sun. Stuffing our faces full of jerky and candy and fattened chunk-like slabs. Waddling. Waddling because we cannot walk. We are Americans. Our televisions are our masters. Each Sunday we fall over, vomiting gallons of hot beer onto our pile of pigskin-covered balls. Balls. My Sunday balls. Balls. Our pigskin covered. Balls. Another year has ended. A conservative dreams out loud. You East Coast liberals have destroyed America. One day, we will combine our secret militias and gather our rifles. We will march across the Mississippi and advance across the Appalachians. We will enter your steel and glass canyons and root you out of your liberal enclaves. And you will be systematically eliminated. And things will be like they used to be. God. Country. Bake sales. Football. Righteousness. Again. Oh, what a happy day it will be. Fair and balanced. America. Balanced. Fair. America. New Year's Eve. Lonely. Cancerous. Love me. Love me. I am you. 2010. 2010. The sad pirates of industry. Even tonight. Plotting a new way. To yank the money. From your desperate fingers. Happy. New. Year. Happy New Year. Smell my chair. It smells like beef exhaust. It smells like cow. In the distance. Confetti. Kisses. Joy. Celebration. Another year. Another chance. To rescue ourselves. From our own bastard sons and daughters. From our own bastard daughters and sons. We will rescue ourselves. And perhaps we will make friends. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's Clay Pigeon, and it's digital, and it's awful. I know it, everybody, but I'm having fun. Forgive me.
I close my eyes. Feel that the bed looks like only for a moment. And the moment's gone. Oh, my dream.
as before my eyes in curiosity. Dust in the wind. Everything is dust in the wind. Dust in the wind. Everything is dust in the wind.
French Travolina and Roy Disney. Coco Taylor and Ken Ober. Mary Travers of Peter Paul and Mary. Marilyn Chambers died. It hit everybody pretty hard when Patrick Swayze died. And Billy Powell of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Henry Gibson from Laugh and Die. And James Whitmore, the actor.
Many famous people died in 2009. Many people will die again in 2010.
To the New Year's Eve ball.
I shall be wearing them,
yes.
Fetcher.
And shall you be wearing them with your tall black leather boots?
Oh, yes, Lord Fetcher. Good. The ones with the festive buckles.
I love those buckles. And shall you be wearing your feathered hat?
Yes, Lord Fetcher, in all its glory.
I dare say it must be 3 feet high.
3 feet? Lord Fudger,
yes.
I have measured it.
Yes.
It is 4.
Have you gotten down and measured it with a measure?
Yes.
Have you gotten down and scuffed the soles of your buckled boots, tickled the floor with the festive feathers of your hat and your gay pantaloons?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes, Lord Fancher, of course I have.
Good, good.
But what is this really all about?
Yes. I shall be attending the New Year's Eve ball.
Oh, delightful, Lord Thatcher. Tell me.
Yes.
Tell me, will you be wearing your Robin's egg blue vest?
Yes. How did you know I would be wearing my vest? With the Robin's egg blue coloration.
Your Robin's egg blue coloration. Yes. Look,
Badger. There are other things I'll be wearing.
Yes.
Stockings, I'll wager.
Will you wear your canary yellow stockings, Lord Badger, please?
No, I haven't worn those for years.
But they are so handsome, Lord Badger.
Thank you, really, Gilchrist.
Tell me, Lord Badger.
Yes.
Shall you be attending this year's New Year's Eve ball?
Hello? Oh, no, Gilchrist.
No.
I shall be attending in regal finery.
Oh, yes,
I shall be accompanied by
a lovely lass.
Hey everybody, Clay Pigeon here at WFMU. Happy New Year.
It's about 7 minutes in front of seven. Lucky time. And I'm doing something I always wanted to do, which was to have my feet up on the console. It feels kind of good. Therese was in here. I booted her out. I needed some privacy because I wanted to read from this Hemingway book of short stories. Now I don't have a whole lot of time left. But I hope you... I don't know. Could you enjoy that show? It was weird. Started off with the interview fair. That was tough yesterday, too. I didn't have the greatest of luck. And then that long dirge poetry piece. That was probably alienating. And my digital experiments of late, I know. They're hard to understand. I couldn't hear half the words. I'm still figuring out the mixing and this and that. But it's fun for me. And it's the holidays, so, maybe try to get back in the groove after the first of the year. Hope you got fun plans for tonight. I'd like to read. I'm into this Hemingway. It took me till I was 50 to even read Hemingway. Here's a really short one because I only got a few minutes left. It's called A Day's Wait. He came into the room to shut the windows while we were still in bed, and I saw that he looked ill. He was shivering, his face was white, and he walked slowly as though it ached to move. What's the matter, Schatz? I've got a headache. You better go back to bed. No, I'm all right. You go to bed. I'll see you when I'm dressed. But when I came downstairs, he was dressed, sitting by the fire, looking a very sick and miserable boy of 9 years. When I put my hand on his forehead, I knew he had a fever. You go up to bed, I said. You're sick. I'm all right, he said. When the doctor came, he took the boy's temperature. What is it? I asked him. 102. Downstairs, the doctor left 3 different medicines in different colored capsules with instructions for giving them. One was to bring down the fever, another a purgative, and the third to overcome an acid condition. The germs of influenza can only exist in an acid condition, he explained. He seemed to know all about influenza and said there was nothing to worry about if the fever did not go above 104 degrees. This was a light epidemic of flu, and there was no danger if you avoided pneumonia. Back in the room, I wrote the boy's temperature down and made a note of the time to give the various capsules. Do you want me to read to you? I said. All right, if you want to, said the boy. His face was very white, and there were dark areas under his eyes. He lay still in the bed and seemed very detached from what was going on. I read aloud from Howard Pyle's Book of Pirates, but I could see that he was not following what I was reading. How do you feel, Schatz? I asked him. Just the same so far, he said. I sat at the foot of the bed and read to myself while I waited for it to be time to give another capsule. It would have been natural for him to go to sleep, but when I looked up, he was looking at the foot of the bed, looking very strangely. Why don't you try to go to sleep? I'll wake you up with the medicine. I'd rather stay awake. After a while, he said to me, You don't have to stay in here with me, Papa, if it bothers you. It doesn't bother me. No, I mean, you don't have to stay if it's going to bother you. I thought perhaps he was a little lightheaded, and after giving him the prescribed capsules at 11 o'clock, I went out for a while. It was a bright, cold day, the ground covered with sleet that had frozen so that it seemed as if all the bare trees, the bushes, the cut brush, and all the grass and the bare ground had been varnished with ice. I took the young Irish setter for a little walk up the road and along a frozen creek. But it was difficult to stand or walk on the glassy surface, and the red dog slipped and slithered, and I fell twice hard, once dropping my gun and having it slide away over the ice. We flushed a covey of quail under a high clay bank with overhanging brush, and I killed 2 as they went out of sight over the top of the bank. Some of the covey lit in the trees, but most of them scattered into brush piles, and it was necessary to jump on the ice-coated mounds of brush several times before they would flush. Coming out while you were poised on unsteady ice, springy brush, they made difficult shooting, and I killed 2, missed 5, and started back, pleased to have found a covey close to the house and happy there were so many left to find on another day. At the house, they said the boy had refused to let anyone come into the room. You can't come in, he said. You mustn't get what I have. I went up to him and found him in exactly the position I had left him, white-faced, but with the tops of his cheeks flushed by the fever, staring still, as he had stared at the foot of the bed. I took his temperature.
What is it?
Something like 100, I said. It was 102 4/10. It was 102, he said. Who said so?
The doctor.
Your temperature is all right, I said. It's nothing to worry about.
I don't worry, he said. But I can't keep from thinking.
Don't think, I said. Just take it easy.
I'm taking it easy, he said,
and looked straight ahead. He was evidently holding tight onto himself about something. Take this with water.
Do you think it will do any good?
Of course it will. I sat down and opened the pirate book and commenced to read, but I could see he was not following, so I stopped.
About what time do you think I'm going to die?
He asked.
What? About how long will it be before I die?
You aren't going to die. What's the matter with you?
Oh, yes, I am. I heard him say 102.
People don't die with a fever of 102. That's a silly way to talk.
I know they do. At school in France, the boys told me you can't live with 44 degrees. I've got 102.
He had been waiting to die all day, ever since 9 o'clock in the morning. You poor Shots, I said. Poor old Shots. It's like miles and kilometers. You aren't going to die. That's a different thermometer. On that thermometer, 37 is normal. On this kind, it's 98.
Are you sure?
Absolutely, I said. It's like miles and kilometers. You know, like how many kilometers we make when we do 70 miles in the car.
Oh, he said.
But his gaze at the foot of the bed relaxed slowly. The hold over himself relaxed too. Finally, and the next day it was very slack, and he cried very easily at little things that were of no importance. Happy New Year, everybody, from me, Clay Pigeon, and from us here at WFMU. I hope that you have a great holiday with family and friends. You are listening to WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Take care, and always remember, Sinner's Crossroads is next.
Running home in your bed.
And you are.
yes we are. But we are
party, party, play.
And we are
bound to make it.
Oh, sometimes my burden gets so heavy.
Troubled and confused? Is that loved one or relative causing you problems that rob you of a peace of mind? Is sickness and bad health a constant problem with you? If bad luck and trouble walkers are always with you, then today, yes, today, break the chains that bind you with the special help of Mother Marie. Remember, you don't have to live with evil, and evil does not have to live with you. Change your bad luck into happiness and success with the special help of Mother Marie. Don't wait until evil overcomes you and calls you to make mistakes that could have been prevented. Let Mother Marie use her gifted knowledge and experience to help you with all of your problems. Evil does not have to live with you, and you certainly don't have to live with evil. Call Mother Marie at 284-2626. That's 284-2626. She's at your service 7 days a week. Mother Marie is located in Montgomery on the Highway 231 South, 3.5 miles past Patterson Trade School.
Well, when you see me walking right,
when you see me walking right,
and when you hear me talking right,
when you hear me talking right,
Lord, then you know I've done my best.
When you know I've done my best,
I'm going home and take my rest.
Going home to take my rest.
Then I'm singing.